We go to our one more reporter, Joy LeClaire, who is coming to us from Bozeman. Joy, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Maeve and Jenna. I'll be quick because we're running out of time. There were 21 rallies registered on the Indivisible website throughout Montana, with many more happening in towns and highways along the way that weren't registered. I have some crowd estimates. In the town of Havre near the Canadian border, there were about 150 today. In Red Lodge, population 2,600, there were 250. So that's 10% of the population, and it's spring break there. In Great Falls, there were about 1,500, which was more than in October, and a really big turnout in Missoula. There were 15,000, with more still arriving. In Billings, they say that there were 5,000 to 7,000, and here in Bozeman, there were 8,000 to 9,000 lining Main Street from the county courthouse to the public library. The focus of the signs and the chants here reflected events since the last No Kings event in October. Lots more about the ICE atrocities and as well as military actions in Venezuela and especially Iran. And of course, as you were saying, Maeve, climate change. Some of the signs included, don't talk about illegal if you voted for a felon. Fight truth decay. War crimes can't hide sex crimes. I'm confused. Which crimes get you deported and which get you elected? And our brave military deserve a real leader, not a draft dodger. There were also numerous people here and there passing out pocket constitutions with signs saying, get your free Antifa guides here. And another sign said, the Constitution is not optional.
Well, Joy, can you tell me, because when you mentioned, you know, how ICE is one of the big subjects, we have heard that the mass deportations have been heavily affecting ranchers in ways that perhaps weren't considered when people went to the ballot box.
Yes, that's true. And even more than that, I would say in terms of the effects on agriculture, are what's happening with the closing of the Straits of Hormuz, because a planting season and the problem with fertilizers, and also how much more expensive diesel fuel is at this point. And as you know, ranching and other forms of agriculture are a very low profit margin business. Unless you're some, you know, major corporation, and of course they get subsidies and things, but I'm talking about the local folks. We have not, as far as I know, in Montana, we have not been seeing the same dragnets that ICE has been doing elsewhere. Who knows? Could that be because the entire state is run by Republicans? I couldn't speculate. But there is a correlation, shall we say, if not causation.
All right. Well, Joy, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us that update on the No Kings rally taking place in Bozeman, Montana. That was Joy LeClaire. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.